Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Football might be over for the season, but basketball is in full steam for both pro and college hoops. From all the latest odds, totals, player performance props, to where the next fired coach is going to land, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your sports betting needs. Head over to the website or use your mobile devices to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to get started. And it's not just basketball. BetOnline is your source for hockey, boxing, and UFC odds, right down to the Olympic coverage. It's the best in the business. From sports right down to your favorite Vegas casino games, BetOnline is your number one online wagering destination. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to wager on all of your favorite sports and play your favorite games. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello everyone and welcome to 100 Yards Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a special look at the NFL draft prospect known as Baylen Specter, the linebacker coming out of Clemson University. So be sure, if you enjoy this video here on our Facebook, YouTube channel, or if you like the episode of our podcast, if you're on any major podcast streaming platform, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network, we're available on anywhere like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, anywhere you can listen to podcasts, we are available for download thanks to Believe. So if you enjoy it, like, comment, share, subscribe. Thank you so much for all the fan interaction that you've been giving us, especially over on YouTube as of late. We've recently went over, I believe, 550 subscribers. So we have really been doing good over there. But of course, we can't do without you, our fans. So if you have a prospect, if you have a video idea that you want us to cover, please just put it in a comment of any video. We see all of your comments. We love talking with the fans, engaging with you, liking what you got to give out to us. And we will have it on a future episode. We can guarantee it. So thank you so much for all of the love and support. All right, Baylen Specter, linebacker out of Clemson. Or should I say, you know, he went to Clemson for college, but he's really a Georgia boy. Hometown, Calhoun, Georgia. High school, you guessed it, Calhoun High School. So you got to hope this guy is going to be, you know, an absolute stud in the NFL. We love all of our Georgia prospects. From anyone from the state of Georgia, don't matter what college you go to. But if you're from Georgia, if you went to Georgia for a field trip or anything, we want you to do good because that is where we're based out of here in Atlanta. So, like I said, when he was in high school, he wasn't just a linebacker. He's also a pretty solid quarterback as well. He led the defense with 78 tackles coming out of high school. And then as a quarterback in 2016, he rushed for 788 yards, 13 touchdowns. Also threw the ball for a little bit under 500 yards. And a handful of scores there. So he could do a little bit of everything. A very talented guy. Got offers from a lot of good schools, but chose to go with Dabo Swinney and Clemson. And he had a good run there. 2017 didn't play, redshirt season. Couldn't see the field. Had to learn the culture, take it all in. And then finally, 2018, the 6'2", 235-pound linebacker got to see just a little bit of action, not a whole lot. His stats that year, 9 total tackles, and that's about it, right? 9 tackles, 5 of the solos, 4 assists, so not much going on there. Then we go to 2019. In 2019, he ramped up a little bit. He got a total of 43 tackles, 22 of those being solo, with 21 of those being assisted, and 2 sacks for him. So we see it gets better and better. He was used in 18 and 19 as more of a backup, someone on special teams also. He's good there. And just someone who kind of could fill in. But then in 2020 and then in 2021, we got to see him finally take the field, a two-year starter at the weak side linebacker. And he, like I said, he was a good reserve, and then he finally got a chance to crack the starting rotation and get some good play. So in 2020, at the time, a career high 65 total tackles, 35 solo, 30 assisted, one pass defended, and a career high 4.5 sacks. And this is also important, 2 forced fumbles that year. So very good year all around. Then we go to this past season, 2021, 74 total tackles, 36 of those being solo, 38 being assisted. Another pass got defended from him, and 2.5 sacks all together with 1 interception. So overall, nothing too jarring to look at, but it showed that it speaks more to who he is, to his teammates, to the media, to the coaches, to everyone, right? Guys, what's more important than peace of mind? I'll tell you what, it's nothing. And that's what NordVPN is here for, to give you peace of mind while you are online. And with all the threats that you face today on the internet, because let's face it, there's a bunch of them, it's more important than ever to be sure you have the best VPN you can get. NordVPN is the world's best VPN service, offering the fastest connectivity, most servers, and next-gen encryptions to make sure that everything you do online stays secure. Plus, you can use NordVPN on all of your computers and devices, no matter the operating system. With NordVPN's unlimited bandwidth, you never have to worry about a slow connection either, and plans start at under $4 per month. So, grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/believe or use the code believe, that's BLEAV, to get up to 70% off your NordVPN plan, plus 1 additional month for free. It's also risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle-friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe, that's BLEAV. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
In 2021, he was voted as a permanent team captain. Throughout his tenure here, he's also all ACC academic team. Again, he got that honor in 2020 in 2020. And he's also second team all ACC in 2020. And also, like the academic team, he's smart. He earned his degree in marketing and also has a master's degree in athletic leadership. His father played for Clemson back in the late 80s, early 90s, Robbie. His whole family's pretty much been bleeding that Clemson Tiger blood. And as someone who, isn't going to have the most amazing stats, he's played a ton of football, credited for 1,456 snaps, over 53 total games, with 21 of those being starts. And also another fun fact is he was one half of the lineman tandem with James Skowski, who we did a video on a while ago. The Dabo Sweeney, the head coach, dubbed the Bruise Brothers. So, good hitting, good name there. But some more about Baylen Specter, just talking about him. Like I said, 6'2", 235 pounds, so pretty solid. And he's just, he doesn't do anything, one thing particularly that's just way above all of his traits. He does everything very even, and you're not going to find many holes in his game. He plays fast. He goes with the action. He's smooth laterally. He's got good instincts. He's played a bunch of snaps, so he knows where the ball is going to be at. Good at reading defenses, good at reading offenses, knows where to be, knows where the ball could be at. He can locate it quickly. No wasted motion, right? He's not going to make a bad cut getting there. And he's also, like I said, he's a very smart player. He got the mic at linebacker a lot, so basically someone who can help call the plays. And even though, like I said, he is a little bit on the smaller side to play linebacker, he's got tremendous instincts. There's a reason he's a 2-time All-ACC academic team. and also why his peers enjoy his company, why they voted him as captain. Quick to read the runs also. He's got good agility in that aspect. And he's also able to see when the quarterback might be taking off or is going to stay in the pocket. So he's good there. Some things he could work on in the NFL. He's not going to be the quickest guy or the bulkiest, so it's going to be a little bit tough for him to find a slot. He's not going to, you know, he's nicknamed the Bruise Brother, but it's not like he's going to lay major hits. He's just kind of more of a solid tackler who's just going to drive you to the ground as opposed to those big hits that you always see. He also can sometimes get caught in the backfield. He's not the quickest. So that can kind of be a little bit tough. Strong linebackers, right? You got to be able to hold your own against running backs, against other receivers, against tight ends. Sometimes he can struggle against that. And then some, like I said, sometimes he can kind of get lost on the play. And what I mean that is he runs around blocks too much in order to get somewhere instead of just kind of running through them in a way. So sometimes his over-aggressive nature, I would say, could be a downfall. But all in all, right, Baylen Specter, a tremendous person, someone that everyone enjoyed the company of at Clemson. The team loved him. The coach loved him. The fans loved him. Fan favorite. You know, they're sad to see him go. But it's time for greener pastures, right? It's time to move on to the NFL, to the next level. I think he's going to be a later pick, a late-round pick. Someone that he would probably slide in well with the special teams unit at the beginning. He could possibly work his way up to a backup role in the linebacking position. But I could definitely see him being a force on special teams, which, look, we always say on the show, right? We always talk about amazing prospects. Sometimes they don't pan out. I'm not saying that about Baylen Specter, but I'm just saying with the hundreds and thousands of draft prospects we've talked about, sometimes they just don't, it doesn't work out for them at their position. So they go to special teams and they become a force to be reckoned with. And most importantly, they stay in the NFL for a longer period of time. Longer you stay there, the more money you get, the more recognition you get, the better chance you have of becoming a starter. So I think that's the route Baylen Specter could take. A late round pick, probably a backup special teams force. And I hope that he gets to get into some games, show what he can do. And I think he's going to be someone that the locker room, that it's going to be one of those guys, right? Because there's always one of those guys on pretty much every single team, whether it's NFL, college, high school, that isn't the most, I would say, impressive or eye-popping in terms of stats, in terms of certain abilities, but everyone respects them in the locker room and admires their hard work, dedication, work ethic, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that's kind of the role that Baylen Specter is going to take. I think he's going to have a long career in the NFL. I think that he could bounce around from a few teams. But I think that overall, my final thoughts, he's going to be a good prospect. I think someone should take him definitely in the later rounds. And he's going to be a good player to have, not just on your team to help out getting wins, but just someone to help out your organization in a better light. So I think the Baylen Specter is going to be a good prospect. Can't wait to see where he ends up come April. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. So all that said, if you enjoyed this video here today, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every week on Facebook and YouTube. Also, we have an amazing Instagram account at 100 Football for all of our clips of all of our shows. So go over there and give us a follow, give us a comment. And, of course, our podcast available with daily uploads, multiple uploads per day, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Overcast. If you have a Google or an Alexa home device, you can say, hey, Google, hey, Alexa, play 100 Yards of Football. We've done it here a few times on the show, and it actually went off with our guy Jeremiah Long. But if you say it, it will work. We guarantee it. Thanks to the Believe Podcast Network for all the hard work they do in getting us out there for you fans to listen to. I have been your host, Logan Lairs. Have a amazing, tremendous, awesome day. Enjoy the draft combine going on, and it's going to be a fun time, man. Football, it might be over. The season might be over, but all of us here at 100th Football, myself, Jeremiah Long, Bobby Butler, all of our amazing guests we have on, and, of course, representing the 901, Mr. Football, Vince Turner, we bring the best and the most football coverage you can think of everywhere, each and every single week. So stay tuned for some more amazing live content. We'll see you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.